Mirishma, I hope to share with you some more Divrei Chizuk on Shavuos. Rabbi Kahneman honored me by asking me to speak at the Simchas Yontif, right? Am I correct? Did I misunderstand you? But we have to do something now. It's a Wednesday Shavuos. We have to talk about Shavuos also. So a little bit we'll do now. We all know about Chochmas HaTorah, right? You boys are experts in acknowledging and knowing and recognizing how chashuv, how brilliant, how deep, how amok, how tief is the Torah. Tremendous wisdom, insights. Habonas HaTorah, Habonas HaPerson, Chochmas HaMusar. It's all there, both sides. Hafochba, Hafochba, Kikulaba. Everything's in Torah. But I think we have a Chazal which indicates a whole different level of the Chochmas HaTorah. The Pasuk Yisrael Pash talks about the Chanukah HaMishkan, then the Chanukah HaMizbeach afterwards. First it talks about Chanukah HaMishkan, Pasuk Aleph, after Moshe finished putting up the Mishkan, so the whole business, the Akriv Nasi Yisrael, the Nasiim of Kai Yisrael went and they brought what they bring is karbanam. The karbanam means their presence. It means over here. Sheish ha'golsav, six covered wagons. Something like covered wagons. Shnei asavakar, 12 bakar. Agola shnei nesiim, one agola for each nesiim. They shared. Each nesiim shared the present of a wagon. The shor echad. Each one gave one shor. So you have 12, six agolas and 12 shvarim. Akiva also from the Mishkan, they brought the Mishkan. Says Vayomer Shem Moshe Lemor, Kach Meitam, take it from them. And you should give it to Levim to help them in their service of the Mishkan. So the Medrash Rabbah over here says, the famous first prophet in Asiyam Chosra Yud, there was a missing Yud, the famous Chazal, famous Rashi, famous everything. Kimish Nigma Mishkan Akdimu Vayvio Karbon Bezrizus, but after the Mishkan was finished, they hurried up and they brought a carbon bezriza, a present bezriza. Why? Haduksiv, by Kribun Si Yisrael, that's what our pasuk is talking about. Amru, Harei Ashor, Shenakriv, Kabanas, and Simcha, now is our time to bring with Simcha a special carbon present. Sheshor, Sushchina, Masir, Deino. Kimish Nasa, Mishkan, Wahia, Chasr, Kum. But since the Mishkan was finished, right, and there was nothing left, Amru, Maya, Shonel, Havi, Hauch, Vavio, Bagogos, they brought the wagons, Sheyu, Nosim, Areim, Esa, Mishkan. We'll bring the agolos, the wagons, the covered wagons with the oxen. Who gave them this advice? No, there's nothing left. Why do they think of this? Shifto shal Yisachar, the shevet of Yisachar. We know Yisachar was the Yodei Bina, the Chamim, the Oskim B'Torah. Shekach amru lahem, because this is what Yisachar said to them. Mishkan shasisem poreachu ba'avir. We think it's going to just fly around, it's just float. How's it going to get around? You have a Mishkan, you have to move it. Who knows how, 40 years, it's going to be going around the Midbar until you get to Eretz Yisrael. So we think it's just going to fly around, it's popping up with Pareach, right? Pops up, fly, I guess. Right? Fly in the Avir. It needs a wagon. Come on, guys, what's with you guys? Pareach ba Avir, Ela his Nadru Agolos. So therefore, we recommend, Yisachar recommended, they should bring the agolos shetiu nosim oso bahem. On the wagons, you can carry the Mishkan. That'll solve the problem. Kach siv, ayikrivu, and see Yisrael, shenisnachamu, almash osu p'chila. Initially, they made a mistake. They didn't bring a present. They waited till the end. They messed up. But now they had nechama because they brought these agolos. That's the first medrash. And the other half talks a little more about it. I think it's two letters later, I think it is. By Kriv also Mishkan, the pasuk says, as we read, they brought it to the Mishkan. Magame says the Medrash Sheviyum Umisarim Utzibur. They brought it to the Tzibur. Bo Vyom the Flam Mishkan. Lo Kibul Mehem Ashenemra Lo Mipiagvur Kach Meitam. But Lamaisa Moshe was not makabel from them. They brought this beautiful, unbelievable present of the, I guess, the probably beautiful, fixed up nicely, the best. They hired the best carpenters, and they brought these agolim. They brought these wagons, and Moshe said, "No, I'm not taking from you." So Hashem says, "Kach mitun." That's why I think it says I think it's bring. I think earlier, whatever. That's what there's two psukim, right? The first pasuk says they brought it. They brought it to the Mishkan by Kriven to say Israel. By Kriven something like that. They brought it to the Mishkan. It says the end of pasuk Gimel. And the pasuk, hey, it's Kach Meitam. Well, they already brought it. There it is. The Medrash Darshan says that they brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was not Makabel. He didn't accept it from them. Until Hashem says, Kach Meitam, take from them. Special divine decree, take it from them. It says the Medrash, what's Pshat, what happened? Kach Meitam. Bidmai Adavar. Veskimo Daitam Hadas Hayonim. Right? And as Hashem said, these guys are right. Bnei Yisachar are correct. You should take these agolos, the great idea. Don't worry about it. They were mechaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. What was the problem? What was the issue? By Moshe, Mesiore, Moshe was afraid. The Omer, Tomar, Shema, Achas, Min HaGolos, Nishbara. What's going to be, right? Think about it, he says, right? Tomar, what's going to be if one of our golos, one of the wagons, breaks? Or Echem Min HaShvara, Mace. If one of the oxen will die. But if the carbon shall not see impossible. Comes that their carbon, their present is possible. I guess he means this. Their whole carbon, what they want to give is worth nothing now. You're messed up in the carbon. Whatever that means exactly, I'm not sure what that means, but it's a terrible thing. You can't have that. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I'm not taking the golos before he was told by Hashem to take him. Moshe said, I can't take him because this is, and might end up in a terrible tragedy. It might end up something will break, either the oxen or die. Or the wagon will break and they'll come at it. It's a apostolic present, something like that. But you can't do it. It's not, you know, that's unacceptable. And therefore, he told them, don't give this. Not a good idea. Baruch Hu, Vayu Gavos Avodos El Moed. The Rosh is Vahoyu. Nitom Lahem Havaya Sheyiyu Kayam Olam. He says you have a good point. He tells Moshe, you know, if it ends up breaking or dying, that's terrible. That's unacceptable. But don't worry, that will be alive forever. Special Gzeirah, special Nace happens, special Gzeirah with Hashem. Don't worry, the animals, the oxen will live forever. I think it brings later on how what forever means, whether it means till later on or if Mamish forever, it's the Shiloh and the Medrash later on. But either way, special Nisim will happen. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about the problem. It's not a problem. You know why? It'll be around forever. The Agolos will not break and the Kshorim will not die. No problem with carbon puzzle. No problem. That's the Medrash. Rosh Hashanah asked, in case you're curious, it was a Shmuel who said 45 years ago, okay, according to my notes, maybe more, but I don't know, just one time I heard it, 1978. And Rosh Hashanah said, what's going on over here? He says, it seems that Moshe's concern was a valid concern, right? Kula, Hashem agreed to him, if an eagle dies, right, not eagle, if the shore dies, not Gola. Agola is the wagon, the eagle is a calf, but we're talking about the Agola, which was a wagon. If the wagon breaks, or if the shore dies, it's a major problem. As Baruch Hu said, you're right, but I'll make sure the problem doesn't happen. Hashem, with his kolchos and his nisim, ability to do nisim, says, no problem, don't worry about it. It's not going to die, it's not going to break, no problem. But no one knew anything about that, right? The Bnei Yisachar didn't know that, you know, that they couldn't predict, they couldn't make the Gzeirah themselves, right? So what happened? So how can they say, this is a great thing, you know, how can they advise that? And they also knew it could die and break Mishtam, they knew the Das Torah, the Yashus, that if it dies, we have a problem on our hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Gabbai that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, listen, I'll take care of it, don't worry, I'm a Gemal Min HaTeva, so I can take care of it. What was their cheshbon? How can they make the suggestion to go ahead and bring us a present, the Agolos and the Shvarim? You know, something can happen and that's a problem. Right? You couldn't predict a nace. Both that pshat is histakel b'raisa bara alma. We know what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and built the world around the Torah. Stock of rice in the Torah, a rice of Ubora Almi built the world. What does that mean, Rabot? That means as follows. If the Das Torah dictates, right, as the Bnei Yisachar were right, you can't have agolas flying around. They don't fly. That doesn't happen. You know, whatever. Now, Rabot, don't ask me on the Das Torah. I can ask Kashas. That's not the point. But Bnei Yisachar said, since the agolas do not fly, therefore you have to get, I'm sorry, since the Mishkan doesn't fly, it can't be Porech Ba'avir, And therefore, you have to go ahead and have a golos. That's the Das Torah. That's they said. That's they told them. What's the lashon over here? Mishkan shasis and porechu ba'avir. It's going to fly. It can't fly. It doesn't fly. So you have to build a golos. Aye, what's going to be the big bomb cash? Moshe Rabbeinu asked, what's going to be? What do you mean? But it'll break. It'll be a terrible thing. And that's a real problem. Now Yisrocha say, no problem. I just know one thing. There's no physical limitations in terms of against Das Torah. The Das Torah says you have to go ahead. Well, this is a great chiddush, Barbo said, please, I'm not sure it makes sense to me, but a great chiddush. Right? If the Das Torah says that you have to build a golos, I was going to be, okay, so that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously will make a nace. That's what will happen. That made the fun. That's what B'nai Yisachar, the big adon of the era, figured out. That's what's going to happen. A nace will happen. If we have to have a golos, so our job is to make a golos, and we have to rely, it seems, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making a nace, because that's going to happen. Why? Because if Das Torah says, Estakel Baraisa, the Raisa says that we need a golos to carry the Mishkan, so Bar Alma Hashem made the rule. So that means that there'll be a golos that's not going to break, because it can't break. You need a golos that can't break, so what do you do? So obviously not going to break. That's what they figured out. That was their chachma, and the midrash says they were machaven das to das elyon. They were machaven to what Baruch Hu's das was. They were right. Build that golos. Why? Because I'll make an ace. They weren't neviim. They weren't neviim. It's because they had das Torah and they figured it out, and they knew that that's the way to do it. How's it going to happen? Okay, just terutzim. Hashem has infinite power and for kolchos no issue, right? And both said that is the power, the brilliance. You know, that's why Chazal the Rishivis always quote talks about Yagato Masasa Tamin. And one, if you're getting your Masasa, you believe him. You go Masasa Al Tamin. What's that? Why is Al Tamin? Because it's not shy of Chokhmah Satorah to absorb it, to imbibe. To absorb Chokhmah Torah, it doesn't make any sense. It's impossible. When it comes to math, when it comes to science, when it comes to English language, whatever, all these things, wonderful things, right? There's a lot of Chokhmah there. But you sit, you work hard, and you get it. Fine. When it comes to Chokhmah Torah, it's beyond human understanding. Without special Siyat Shemaya, it doesn't get absorbed by both sides. You guys, doesn't apply to you guys, but if people sit and learn, but without Yigiyah, yeah, that means you have no Siyat Shemaya. So you got to Masasa. Goya Gata, you're not going to find it. Why not? Because you're not going to have Siyat Shemaya. So you have to work in Harvard to absorb Chokhmah Satorah both sides. Without that, it doesn't work. And this is the perfect example. Ain't going to work. The Chokhmah Satorah dictates, and what do you mean by it? It's going to break. Okay, but Das Torah says it has to happen, right? And they couldn't figure out unless you have the Chokhmah Elokis. And the Rishivo, if you used to quote the Gra, I think it's the Gra, that says that why is Matsasa, famous Gra, why is Yagatu Matsasa? Why do you find it? Yagatu Matsasa Tam, it shouldn't be Matsasa, it should be Yagati, and I got it. You know, if a guy learns a lot of mathematics, says, I found the math, you didn't find it, you worked hard, you got it, you learned it, you know, you rabbi, you teach it to him, you profess it to him, so you got it. That's Matsasa. Matsasa because special Mitzia. No one expects, you can't expect, you don't deserve a Mitzia. Mitzia is above and beyond. Extra special, right? Unpredictable, right? Not derech hateva. I both say, and this is inspiring, not depressing. It's not derech hateva to learn and acquire Chokhmah Torah. It doesn't happen. You know why it happens? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you work hard, that's the key. I will give you a special present. I'll give you a Messiah, which you can't expect. I guess we can expect it once we know Chazal, that you got the Masas Tamen, fine. But that's a special Shalapu Decha Teva present Hashem gave us for the purpose of acquiring, absorbing, and learning Torah. When a person learns, a person Yogeya, he accomplishes a tremendous amount, and he gets that special divine inspiration to go ahead and acquire, absorb Chokhmah Torah, which is so phenomenal. As we see over here, you can if you have the Kriya, I would not suggest that we rely on our Das Torah. To expect nisim, I won't suggest it. Okay, please, that's not halacha ma'isa. But the concept is true. The chokhmah that's absorbed in Torah is beyond our comprehension. It's a stock of rice, and that the world was based upon Torah, so it has to follow the dictates of Torah. If Torah says you have to have the agolos that don't break, because you need a golos that can't break. So that's what has to happen.